Hello, church. While I do have a recording of everyone who spoke at our open mic Thanksgiving sharing time this last Sunday, I don't have everyone's permission to put what they said on the World Wide Web, so I'm not going to put that full recording on our website. If you want to hear some of the material from that open microphone time, they'll give me a call, and perhaps we can work that out for you. I did take my comments from the service and prepare them for use this Sunday on our KLQP radio show. I've copied what I did for that program for you here. Our God is so good. We have much to be thankful for. Here's the recording. We spend a lot of time on Sunday mornings together, searching the scriptures, learning how we are to live, being challenged by the teaching of Jesus, learning about who God is and how to connect with Him. We spend time praying about our struggles and pain, and we wrestle with how God relates to all of that. And these are all things we should be doing. But this last Sunday in our church, the week of Thanksgiving, we set all of that aside and we focus simply on praising our Creator for the wonderful gift of life that He has given to us. Praising Him for just being alive. Praising Him for the simple things we enjoy in life, or perhaps for the big ways in which He has blessed us. We came together last Sunday to thank Him for the postcard moments in our lives, the memories we have within us that make us smile when we think of them. We thanked Him for the people He's put in our lives that make life good. We thanked Him for who He is and what He has meant to us. Most of that service was spent passing the microphone around, with many people sharing what was on their heart to say thanks for that day. I won't be broadcasting all their thoughts out on the radio today, but at the end of that open mic time, I shared some of the things that I was thankful for, and I will share that with you this morning as we continue in a spirit of thankfulness on this holiday weekend. Let me read a couple of Bible verses to you to jumpstart this. King David did this kind of thing all the time, didn't he? Expressing his thankfulness to God. Many of his thoughts and praises are recorded for us in the Psalms. Let me read a few things that King David might have said if he had been there for our open mic sharing time this last Sunday. I won't give you the references, but this is from the book of Psalms. King David said, "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all your wonderful acts. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever." King David had thankfulness to God overflowing from his heart, and he let God know it. Now we know that David also had times of great struggle in his life, and he often cried out to God for help. He was honest with God about his pain and suffering, yet he still found many things to be thankful for. Here's one passage from him that reflects on how God had brought him out of a time of difficulty. "I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever." Do you echo David's sentiments there? Has God saved you from the pit? There is hope for salvation and renewal with the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of us have experienced that, and it is something to be most thankful for. Here now is the end of our Thanksgiving service from last Sunday. May it stir your heart and mind to think of many things for which you are thankful today. Well, I'm going to get into the act just a little bit here now. I'm going to take you through just a few of my postcard moments, things I'm thankful for as we finish up this morning. And I think a lot of these things that I'll mention are going to probably resonate in your hearts too, memories and things that you've had in your life. And so we can thank the Lord together in our souls. Any of you ever have the big red bat when you were growing up? The baseball bat that, you know, it's kind of a standard
standard toy. It was a well-used toy in our backyard. And as I was just thinking about images and postcard moments in my life, I think about playing baseball with Dad with that big red bat, and that was awesome. I love that. Later on, it was basketball games with him one-on-one. And how many of you guys remember when you were old enough to finally beat your dad at something like one-on-one basketball? That's a big moment, right? Hasn't happened yet, right, John? Hasn't happened yet? Oh, okay. Hang in there, John. Hang on. So anyway, good memories. The big red bat. Things I'm thankful to God for. Thankful for a mother who was always good at keeping us interested in life when we were young and being there for us when we had bumps and bruises and scrapes. I'm sure many of you can relate to that and be thankful for mothers. Grateful for memories of sparklers on 4th of July. These little postcard moments and images from our lives. And for, of course, many years of enjoying fireworks on that holiday together with family and friends. I'm grateful for the 3 or 4 ice cream drumsticks that Anna's sister gave me a couple years ago at her house on 4th of July. I think I ate 4 of them. I'm grateful for marathon games of Axis and Allies with my brothers. When my daughter Maya experienced her first springtime, so that was not this last summer, it was the summer before, her face reminded me how good a warm spring breeze feels. It was the first time she had ever experienced that, and I just remember just the huge reaction on her face with that warm spring breeze. So I'm grateful to God for warm spring breezes. On the other extreme, I'm grateful for the thrill of skiing down a hillside and actually being out in the winter and enjoying it, moments like that. Thankful to God very much for the joy of making music with others, singing and enjoying melodies and harmonies and the amazing creativity of people. You know, God made music. How did he do that? He gave us such a great thing to enjoy there. God, you're an incredible creator, and I thank you for that. I'm grateful for the smell of coffee in the morning. Anyone else with me on that one? For sure I am. And even better than that, the smell of bacon in the morning, right? Yeah, these are good things. I've become very thankful for Kennedy's Bakery since moving to Madison. I'm so thankful for family and youth pastors and people older than me who took the time to introduce me to a man named Jesus Christ. I'm grateful for the hope of a second life in heaven. How about you? So thankful for many, many moments over the years of sitting together with a small group of friends who are also believers and listening to each other and praying for each other, laughing together, sharing the goodness of God together. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a bond that we share, and what a bond. And I'm so thankful, of course, for the relationships that have been growing here in the last year and a half with a very special group of people in Western Minnesota. So I'm thankful to God for all of you. I'm grateful for the few opportunities I've had to visit the ocean and to witness the power and the beauty and the mystery of it. It's amazing. And I'm grateful that when I look at the ocean, I'm not just seeing this earthly natural beauty that so many people probably have in their heads when they're looking at the ocean, because I know the one who made the ocean. The artist behind that masterpiece has made himself known to me. You are incredible. Lord God, I give you thanks. I'm thankful for butterflies and songs of birds and the sound of crickets when the sun goes down. I'm thankful for the stunning and marvelous beauty of his creation. And if this is what a fallen earth looks like, what is heaven going to look like? Thankful to God for family and friends, so many moments together over the years celebrating holidays and enjoying each other. And thankful to God for how he's provided for me. I'm thankful for pizza. And a good burger. Thankful for laughter. Thankful for many hours. I'm disappointed Joe Stafke's not here for this one. I'm thankful for many hours sitting in a boat on a Minnesota lake waiting for a fish to bite and enjoying being surrounded by scenery that is blue and green. I kind of think those are God's colors. Thankful for baseball and Dome Dogs and two World Series championships that made me jump and shout and, as I told you, after one game, even hang from a light post in Minneapolis. Grateful for those memories. I'm grateful for the time I was standing behind the counter at Dumb Brothers Coffee when I first laid eyes on a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, smiley young woman who was walking down the steps from the upper level, and she asked me for a refill of African nectar tea. And grateful for a very long first date a couple months after that, where both of us were so full of butterflies in our stomach we couldn't even eat our Olive Garden dinner. Only time that's ever happened. Thankful for the ability to jog on streets that run through cornfields that stretch out to the horizon. Grateful for dance parties we have with Maya. I'm thankful for how God has shown up in my darkest moments with a word of encouragement, sometimes through one of his followers, sometimes in other ways. I'm thankful for how he rescued me from my own time of being in the deep, dark pit in life. He came and renewed my life. I'm thankful for the smell of the grill in summertime. As I mentioned, I'm thankful of being able to watch my daughter Maya discover the wonders of the world like that spring breeze, because it reminds me again how amazing those things are. You know, this fall she spent probably a whole month being very, very excited about the stars and the moon. And she would yell about it, "The moon and the stars!" And she'd ask us to take her outside so we could find the moon and the stars. And it reminds me, of things that maybe we take for granted now. But I'm thankful for the moon and the stars. I'm thankful that God forgives me not just one time, but 70 times seven. His grace for me never ends. And you know why I'm grateful? Because I've needed that grace over and over and over again. Grateful that he doesn't ask me to hang my head because of past bad decisions, but he lifts my chin up, gives me dignity through his loving mercy. I'm thankful for the fact that I am known and loved by the Almighty God. Dear Lord, you have made me alive. You made me alive on my birthday, and you have made me alive so many times over again throughout the years. And I know that I speak on behalf of this gathering of people here today when I say to you that we are grateful, Jesus, Lord God, we are grateful to be alive and to be able to have experienced all the incredible things that you have allowed us to experience. And when the storm rages, Lord, we are grateful that you are our rock. You have saved us. You have shown us love beyond measure. You give us hope of continuing on after the death of these bodies you've put us in. And we can't wait to see what you have in store for us there, Lord. For all of these things, Lord, both great and small, we give you praise today because you are the source of all good things. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Dear God, today we give you thanks. And all of God's people said, Amen.